The House will come to order. The flag salute will be... The flag salute will now be led by Representative Chris Edwards.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. Our opening ceremonies will be led this morning by Pastor Dennis Wittett. He is the pastor of Gladstone Christian Church and also serves as a member of the Gladstone School Board.
Thank you. Would you pray with me? Before you, O God of heaven, Lord of creation and source of all that is good and true, we gather this day as humble servants of the people of the state of Oregon. Whether as elected officials, paid staff, or ordinary citizen, we recognize both our opportunity and responsibility bestowed upon us by your providence and the will of the people in the duties before us this day, and for that we seek your wisdom and guidance. Lord, in this time of economic uncertainty and bleak revenue forecasts, in this time where it may be easier to point out blame than solutions, I pray for our governor and each of these legislatures gathered here today and the constituencies they represent. As they face the difficult task of providing for the needs and services of the people, grant them the wisdom, patience, and courage necessary to work together for the benefit of all, to set aside their own ideology where needed, to find solutions for the common good, and to always think first of what is best for the many rather than the one. I ask also your blessings on the people of this state who are impacted by the current economy and the decisions of this chamber. Whether they be state employees, private sector, self-employed or out of work, whether involved with the state house, the courthouse, the schoolhouse, the firehouse, or a house of worship, whether serving children, the homeless, the unemployed, the delinquent, the incarcerated, or the mentally ill, may we all, regardless of our ethnic, social, or religious background, work together, serve one another, and make the necessary sacrifices for the well-being of all, and that all our citizens may hope for a brighter future. Father, your Son Jesus gave us the ultimate example of servanthood and sacrifice for others. May we do the best of our ability and sacrifice, emulate him, and as we serve this state. And all of this, dear God, we humbly ask of you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Courtesies. We will begin by recognizing Representative Chip Shields for our moment in Oregon history.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, this sesquicentennial history minute is from the Oregon Historical Society's online educational resources, the Oregon History Project, and the Oregon Time Web. This topic is regarding Black History Month and community organization. Colleagues, after the Civil War, African Americans continued to migrate to Oregon in small numbers. As in other regions of the United States, they faced virulent racism and entrenched legal discrimination. Local and state officials imposed restrictions on African Americans, including segregation in housing and education, and a ban on women and non-white minorities owning firearms. Facing both social exclusion and legal discrimination, blacks in Oregon, most of whom lived in the Portland area, created community organizations to strengthen the community from within, while also reaching out to whites. They founded religious institutions, such as the African Methodist Episcopal Church in Portland, and aid organizations, such as the Portland Colored Benevolent Association, which was intended to, quote, to relieve the distressed, take care of widows, educate orphans, and bury the dead, close quote. In the late 1860s and early 1870s, black Oregonians marshaled artistic, religious, and business leaders from within their local communities for events such as the Grand Emancipation Celebration, held in 1869 on the sixth anniversary of the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, and a gathering in 1870 to honor the ratification of the 15th Amendment. The public was invited to these celebrations, which promoted an inclusive vision of American society in which all citizens would enjoy the same rights and privileges. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. We also want to extend greetings and courtesies to the House to all the Rotarians who are visiting the Capitol today. If we can actually ask the Rotarians who are in the gallery, or some Rotarians are on the floor, if you could stand. We have Rotarians visiting at least, well, first of all, we have two district governors here, the district governor that covers Northern Oregon and Southern Oregon, basically, Mike Fischaller and Dennis Wickham. We also have representatives from the Rotary Clubs in Springfield, Salem Sunrise, Newburgh Early Birds, Newburgh Noon, Greater Clark County, Eugene, Albina, Portland, Poneland, Minot, Albany, Salem Sunset, Grants Pass, Bend, Reedsport, Oregon City, South Salem, East Portland, and Molalla. We also want to extend a special greeting to former Representative Cheryl Walker, who's a member of the Grants Pass Rotary Club. Welcome all Rotarians. Further courtesies, Representative Thatcher.
Thank you. I have sitting here with me today a student from McNary High School, Dakota Saunders. He's getting the whole day off today to be a job shadow for me. He would like to get a job in politics someday. So take a look at Dakota here. He is going to be in our government at some point, I guarantee you. He is from Mr. Parker's Honors American Government class, and his hobbies include reading presidential memoirs, just to get some good examples there. So give him a big welcome.
And actually, we did violate that applauding for the Rotarians earlier. Actually, under the decorum of the House, we would actually ask for no applause during the floor sessions of the House. Further courtesies, Representative Springer.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'd like to draw your attention to the front of the room. And all of those great-looking young people are honorary pages today. And so give me a brief moment here to introduce each one of them, because every one of them is very important, and I appreciate and value their time spent here today. We have Jennifer Harris, if you'd please stand. She's 14 from Staten Middle School, and everybody's from Staten today. She's part of the leadership class. She loves horseback riding, art, and reading, and my son will love this. She's considering being a veterinarian when she grows up or a school librarian. And then we have Zulila Hassel, if you would please stand. And I sure hope I didn't mess up your name. She is into cross country, basketball, band, and writing, and she wants to go to college to be a writer. We have Allison Peterson. Thank you. And she is part of the leadership class, track and field. That was my sport. And she also intends to go to college. We have Kylie Frazier. Leadership class in volleyball, and she is 12 years old, and looks like all of these young people have aspired to go to college. I appreciate that. And then the one guy in the group, Dale Morgan, if you'd stand, please, 14. Part of student government, basketball and football. You gotta love this. He wants to be either a teacher, a musician, or a politician. Please welcome each one of them to the House.
Welcome. Enjoy your day in the Capitol. Thanks for coming to serve us and the House today. Further courtesies, Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like you to welcome to the Oregon House of Representatives representatives from Oregon's craft brewing industry. I'd like to welcome in particular three constituents of mine, Van Havig, who's the brewmaster at Rock Bottom Brewery, Christian Ettinger, the brewmaster and owner of Hopworks Brewery, and John Harris, who's the brewmaster of Full Sail Brewing and has been for 17 years, and they're all members of the Oregon Brewers Guild. Colleagues, I'd also like to welcome my intern, Jeremy Pyle. He is a second-year law student at the University of Oregon, focusing on environmental and natural resources law. He is active in Land, Air, Water, the Student Environmental Law Society, and served as editor of the Western Environmental Law Update. and was also recently elected executive editor of the Journal of Environmental Law and Litigation. Jeremy plans to eventually pursue a career working for state or federal government and has been a huge help to me in my office. So please welcome Jeremy. Thank you.
Thank you. Further courtesies, Representative Richardson.
Mr. Speaker, I would move that that courtesies be...
The rules be suspended.
That the rules be suspended and that we invite former Representative Cheryl Walker to come and have the benefits of the House on the floor.
Representative Richardson requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that former Representative Cheryl Walker, grants pass, be extended the courtesies of the House and floor. Is there objection? So ordered. Welcome, Representative Walker. Now, for the people in the galleries, after I just said we don't applaud, that is actually the one place where we make an exception and do applaud is when former legislators come. So excuse our inconsistency there. Further courtesies. The clerk will now open the voting system for the purpose of verifying the presence of a quorum. Representative Bentz. Representative Bentz is here. Excused today. Excused today, Representatives Cannon, Dembro, Garrett, Gilman, Greenlich, Harker, Kotek, Maurer, Olson, Thompson, and Witt. That's an unusually large group because we have a field hearing of the House Health Care Committee today. And I stand corrected. Representatives Cannon and Kotek are here. They are not excused. And Dembro. We have a quorum. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate. First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HJM 9, urging United States Secretary of the Interior to allow talking of cormorants in Oregon. HCR 21, designating Jory soil as official state soil.
Message read for the first time or passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. The committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Special orders of business. The clerk will read the resolution.
HR 2, commemorating Rotary International on occasion of 140th anniversary of organization's founding.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of HR 2. Representative Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, as a member of Rotary, I've been asked to carry this resolution, and it is an honor to do so. You've all read this, I'm sure, so I'm just going to point out a few things in this resolution. Rotary International was founded 104 years ago today, in 1905 in Chicago. It was the first nonprofit service organization in the world. It has 1.2 million professionals, over 100,000 of whom are female. The Rotary motto, service above self, and I can attest that, you know, all Rotary members that I know really feel that this motto is appropriate. It is a service organization and does very good work. One of the things that my club really likes doing is the secondary school students we send overseas under the Rotary Youth Exchange Program. I remember one young lady we sent to Brazil for a year of study, and she came back just really learned a lot and actually taught her the folks that she stayed with in Brazil a lot about the states, and I think it's a very good program. So with these things in mind, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the State of Oregon that we, the members of the House of Representatives of the 75th Legislative Assembly, on the occasion of the 104th anniversary of the founding of Rotary International, extend our gratitude and best wishes to all Oregon Rotarians who so dutifully serve their fellow citizens. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, Representative Beyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As a member of the
To the resolution.
As a member of the Rotary Club of Springfield, I am really pleased to see this on the floor today. I would also like to take the opportunity to welcome Mike Fischnaller, the district governor, who is a member of my Rotary Club and a very good representative of it. The Rotary Club has, they all have their strengths. I'd like to think mine was the best Rotary Club in the state, but I'm sure I'd get an argument on that one. The projects, the involvement, the camaraderie of the Rotary Club has just been an inspiration to me. I am very happy to be part of it and hope they continue on for another 104 years.
Further discussion. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the resolution.
To the resolution.
Colleagues, I just want to add my admiration for the club, and I'm so glad that so many of you from Rotary clubs around the state are here with us today. Rotary does so many things, but I too want to focus on something that my good friend from Southwest Portland, from Hillsboro. I have friends everywhere. From Hillsboro said, and that is this, I want to focus just for a moment on your incredible exchange program. And again, I know you do so much more. But the first thing I want to say is our hearts go out to those kids, as we know, who were in a random act that no one could have ever imagined, were killed, were shot and maimed, and of course the others that stood by, one in particular in my district, and watched it. Thank you for the care that you've given those kids since that accident and that tragedy. My constituent services person, Cindy Jones, has a beautiful young lady from France in her home right now who witnessed the whole thing. And the Rotary community has surrounded her and held her up. And I think she's going to get through this with your help. The happy side of those exchanges is worth mentioning here today, too. And my colleague already mentioned Brazil. And although I will never forgive you all for taking my daughter for a year, her junior year of high school, I can never repay you for what it meant to her. And she had the most wonderful experience from cultural, language, travel, etc., because she didn't just get to see Brazil, she got to see half of South America, and it never would have happened without Rotary. So my hat is off to you, and I appreciate all that Rotarians do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to...
To the resolution.
To the resolution. Thank you, sir. I wanted to speak briefly about the impact of Rotarians in the lives of business people and other professionals in the state of Oregon and the impacts on the communities in which these clubs exist. I've been a member of the Eugene Rotary Club for over 30 years, and long before that time, the Rotary Club in Eugene was responsible for the foundation of several of the very important community organizations that have made Eugene a livable and exciting community. The Holt Center of the Performing Arts started out as a musical group which was founded in part by Rotarians. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Lane County was founded by a group of Rotarians only a few years ago, and I had the privilege of being one of those. The Rotary Clubs are extremely important parts of our communities. I would urge young professionals, young business managers and business owners to become involved and engaged in their communities. And the Rotary Club is a great way to do that in all communities where the Rotary Club exists. I would also add that I think that my ability to run for and win a seat on the Eugene School Board came about in part because I was well acquainted with members of the Eugene Rotary Club, people who were involved in all aspects of civic life in Eugene, and that basically gave me my start in politics, for good or ill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Riley, do you wish to close?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly, I just want to say that one of the things that I bring from Rotary and that I take from Rotary is the four-way test. This is something that the Rotarians take very seriously, and I just want to tell you what the four-way test is. Before we consider any action or anything that we might say, we try to apply the four-way test. And that test is, number one, is it the truth? Number two, is it fair to all concerned? Number three, will it build goodwill and better friendships? And number four, will it be beneficial to all concerned? I hope we all practice that. I'm sure we do. And thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Those who are of the opinion that the resolution should be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. House Resolution 2, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Adopted. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2781 related to fishing in the Columbia River. House Bill 2782 related to smolts and appropriated money. House Bill 2783 related to Oregon Trail registration plate and appropriated money. House Bill 2784 related to Oregon financial institution that received funds from the Troubled Asset Relief Program and declared an emergency. House Bill 2785 related to income tax credit for political contributions and provided for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2786 related to classroom instruction. House Bill 2787 related to disciplinary actions by the Oregon State Board of Nursing and declared an emergency. House Bill 2788 related to substitute teachers and declared an emergency. House Bill 2789 related to parole and probation officers and declared an emergency. House Bill 2790 related to Board of Public Safety Standards and Training. House Bill 2791 related to unfair claims, settlement practices, and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2792 related to chemicals and children's products and appropriated money. House Bill 2793 related to insurance company investments. House Bill 2794 related to health benefit plan coverage of human papillomavirus virus vaccine. House Bill 2795 related to diesel engines. House Bill 2796 related to motions to set aside. House Bill 2797 related to children who are not taught in public school and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2798 relating to small schools and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2799 relating to public charter schools. House Bill 2801 related to public charter schools. House Bill 2802 relating to non-economic damages. House Bill 2803 relating to employment assistance for released persons and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2804 relating to floral retail sales. House Bill 2805 relating to small state affidavits. House Bill 2806 relating to public borrowing for acquisition of railroads by Oregon International Port of Coos Bay, appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2807 relating to tax expenditures and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2808 relating to terms of employment for public employees and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2809 relating to urban renewal plans. House Bill 2810 relating to violations of parenting plans. House Bill 2812 relating to driving while under the influence of intoxicants. House Bill 2813 relating to courts and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2814 relating to court filings. House Bill 2815 relating to compliance with laws relating to the conduct of businesses, appropriating money, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2816 relating to consent to annexation for extraterritorial service. House Bill 2817 relating to for hire carriers. House Bill 2818 relating to tax on motor vehicle rentals, appropriating money, prescribing for prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2819 relating to land use in the vicinity of airports. House Bill 2820 relating to initiative petitions for state measures. House Bill 2821 relating to the vacation leave during period of family leave. House Bill 2822 relating to ways of necessity for private sewer lines.
Bills read for the first time are passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 5034 relating to State Financial Administration and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5042 relating to State Financial Administration and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2177 relating to assets received by the Department of Veterans Affairs and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2224 relating to criminal record checks. House Bill 2315 relating to records in possession of Department of Public Safety Standards and Training and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2360 relating to trust. House Bill 2562 relating to vehicle size limits and declaring an emergency.
Bills read for the second time were passed to third reading. Consent calendar. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and House Bill 2197 be removed from the consent calendar and placed in its proper order of Wednesday, February 25th, 2009's third reading calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The clerk will read the next bill and a short summary.
House Bill 2194 relating to Oregon Medical Insurance Pool modifies definition of medical insurance for purposes of Oregon Medical Insurance Pool.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2194A. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Schaffler, you're in the speaking queue. Did you intend to vote? Schaffler votes aye. Representative Buckley. House Bill 2194A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill and a short summary.
House Bill 2275 relating to child support clarifies that parent who is eligible for and receiving payments under the Title 4A Act of Social Security Act is rebuttably presumed to be unable to pay child support.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2275A. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Barnhart votes aye. House Bill 2275A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Third reading of House bills. The chair requests unanimous consent that the first two bills on our third reading list, House Bill 2419 and House Bill 2495, be taken from today's calendar and placed in their proper order on Thursday, February 26, 2009's calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2079 relating to personal flotation devices.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2079. Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, the purposes of House Bill 2079 is to educate the public, save public money spent on recovery efforts by local communities, reduce psychological toll on search and rescue personnel and volunteers, and most importantly, to save lives. HB 2079 deals only with waterways with Class 3 and higher whitewater. It simply makes the life jacket requirements the same for both guided and non-guided boats on rivers and Class 3 and above rated whitewater. Presently, guides and passengers in guided boats that pay to be there live under this requirement, and so it equals it out for everybody. This bill also provides a penalty for noncompliance equal to the penalty for other flotation device infractions on lakes and other waters. HB 2079 has the support of the Oregon State Marine Board Director Paul Donheffner, BLM Rangers and Enforcement Officers, the Oregon Sheriff's Association, the Deschutes River Management Team, which includes state agencies, counties, tribes, and communities, and many others. 2079 also has the full support of the committee, and HB 2079, as mentioned earlier, most importantly, will save lives. I urge your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Huffman, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Gilliam votes aye. House Bill 2079, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The chair requests unanimous consent that the next two bills on our calendar, House Bill 2135 and House Bill 2135A and 2190A, be taken from today's calendar and placed in their proper place on the Tuesday, February 24th, 2009 calendar. 2135 and 2190 to Tuesday, February 24th. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2250, relating to liquor licenses.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2250. Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, House Bill 2250 passed out of the Business and Labor Committee on a unanimous vote. It corrects current statutory inconsistencies relating to the Oregon Liquor Commission's distillery license. This bill also eliminates a potential conflict in the statutes that could be construed to prohibit a distillery retail outlet agency from having an interest in a distillery, even though the ORS specifically allows the distillery to be appointed as an agent. Came out as unanimous vote. I urge your aye support today.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Cameron, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Clem, how do you vote? Clem votes aye. Representative Comp, how do you vote? Comp votes aye. Representative Garrard, how do you vote? Garrard votes aye. Representative Richardson, are you intentionally in the speaking queue? No. Richardson votes aye. House Bill 2250, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2272, relating to medical support.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2272A. Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, 2272A passed out of the House Judiciary Committee on unanimous vote. This bill is sponsored by the Attorney General and the Task Force on Oregon Child Support Program. This bill addresses improvements in medical supports, provisions that apply to all child support orders. This is a good bill, and it helps keep those that are under child support under some sort of a medical insurance or at least have the cash for medical payments. Good bill. Urge your aye vote.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Cameron, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Holvey, how do you vote? Holvey votes aye. Representative David Edwards, how do you vote? Representative David Edwards? Off the floor. House Bill 2272A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2336, relating to impeachment of witnesses.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2336. Representative Barker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to the bill. Colleagues, this bill comes out of the Committee on the Judiciary, where it passed unanimously. The bill allows for convictions under another jurisdiction's statutory counterpart to be entered into evidence in certain criminal proceedings. Currently, prior convictions of a witness testifying in a criminal proceeding may only be introduced into evidence if they are felony convictions occurring within the last 15 years or misdemeanors involving a crime of dishonesty. These convictions may be entered into evidence for the purpose of attacking the witness's credibility. Currently, law says that criminal proceedings involving a charge of aggravated murder, murder or manslaughter in the first or second degree, and certain additional convictions under Oregon law may be admitted into evidence. Those additional crimes are all misdemeanors: assault in the fourth degree, menacing, harassment, attempted assault for, and strangulation. House Bill 2336 would amend current law to make a conviction in another jurisdiction for a statutory counterpart admissible. In other words, if Washington's statute for assault in the fourth degree was found to be a statutory counterpart to Oregon's law, then a witness's conviction in Washington for assault four could be introduced at trial to impeach the witness's credibility. House Bill 2336 has no fiscal or revenue impact. It's a good bill and deserves your aye vote.
Is there further discussion? Representative Barker does not wish to close. The question now rises on House Bill 2336. Those are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Cannon, how do you vote? Cannon votes aye. Representative Jefferson Smith votes aye. House Bill 2336, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Final readings, memorials, and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, Republicans will caucus immediately following close of session. Thank you.
Representative Nolan.
Speaker, not to be outdone, the Democrats will also caucus immediately following session.
Are there further announcements? Remonstrances. Adjournment. Representative Jensen.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m. Tuesday, February 24th, 2009.
Representative Jensen moves that the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m. on Tuesday, February 24th, 2009. Without objection, the House adjourns.